Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to Euskaltel's Q2 2021 result presentation. The management of Euskaltel will run you through the presentation material that can also be found at Euskaltel's website, which will be also followed by a Q&A session. You can ask a question by phone by pressing 01 on your telephone keypad. You can also send your question through the webcast platform at any time during the presentation. I am now pleased to introduce Mr. José Miguel García, CEO of Euskaltel. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Marian, and good morning to everybody, and welcome to the Euskaltel second quarter 2021 results conference call. My name is José Miguel García. I'm CEO of Euskaltel. Joining me is Ángel Alabonaga, our CFO, and Alfonso Enriquez, our Head of Strategy and Investor Relations, like usual. Let me start with an update on the takeover process that's currently going on. The process has advanced satisfactorily, and all the milestones have been met on their expected times. On June 18th, MásMóvil announced the adjustment of the takeover price to 11 euros per share as a result of Euskaltel's gross dividend of 0.17 euros per share paid on June the 17th. All regulatory approvals for the takeover have been obtained, including those of the antitrust authorities, the CNMC, the Spanish government, and the stock market regulator, the CNMCB. On July the 5th, MásMóvil published the takeover prospectus. According to the prospectus, the acceptance period for the takeover started on July the 7th and will end on July the 30th, that is Friday this week. On July 12th, Euskaltel Board of Directors published its takeover report, issued a favorable opinion. Additionally, the report included the opinion of Euskaltel's financial advisors, which considers the takeover price as fair, and the opinion of the employees' representatives. Euskaltel Board of Directors continue to be bound by the passivity rule and collaborate with the bidder on agreed terms. As mentioned in the first quarter results, the suspension of certain projects due to the takeover, including the FiberCo SPV and the renegotiation of wholesale agreements with Telefónica and Orange, have had significant impact on the EBITDA and cash flow generation of the company. The second quarter 2021 results continue strong customer growth while EBITDA is back to growth. Strong Virgin Telco growth has driven the mass market fixed customer base to grow 71,000 subscribers in the last 12 months. Virgin Telco fixed and mobile customers surpassed 120,000 customers. Fixed customer ARPU has increased to 55 euros, driven by the good performance of Virgin and the traditional business. Total revenue experienced a solid performance in the quarter with a 1.5% year-on-year growth. EBITDA is also back to growth in the second quarter, increasing by 1.2% quarter-on-quarter, reflecting the previously mentioned ARPU and revenue performance, as well as the continued implementation of efficiency in the traditional business. Net debt increases to 1,510 million euros in the quarter, led by customer growth, the FTTH upgrade, and the payment of the complementary dividend. Virgin Telco has experienced, as I said, strong customer growth once again. Virgin's fixed and mobile customers have already surpassed 120,000 in the first year in operations, well ahead of companies' expectations. Virgin Telco revenue is also growing at a strong rate, driven by customer growth and also performance of customer ARPU. Virgin Telco is not only growing ahead of expectations, it is in its first year of operation, it is leading Spanish NPS ranking. Virgin Telco ARPU has grown by 18% year-on-year in the second quarter of 2021, reaching 50 euros per month. ARPU growth has been driven by service take-up, which has grown by 30% to 3.3 services per customer due to the success of Virgin Family Pack, widely accepted now as the best family convergent fixed mobile television offer in the market. Over 50% of net adds include Virgin Telco television services. Virgin Telco has achieved leadership position in Net Promoter Score in the Spanish market, and it continues to strengthen quarter on quarter ahead of its competitors. Virgin Telco value for money positioning is recommended by 88% of customers. Excellence in customer care and technical assistance is recommended by more than 70% of customers. Superior quality of service, speed, coverage is recommended by more than 60% of customers. Recent product launches such as Virgin Family Pack, the Wi-Fi Mesh product, Virgin Netflix Fans, or our joint offer with Amazon Prime are driving these outstanding results. On operating metrics, Euskaltel addressable footprint has increased by 6 million households in the last 12 months, reaching 24 million households. This effort continues to improve our costs and drive profitability. Euskaltel has accelerated its cable to fiber network upgrade in the quarter, extending works to more than 100 municipalities in our territories. The company has already completed the upgrade in more than 460,000 households, representing approximately 20% of the total cable coverage. 125,000 of those households are currently fully commercial. More than 11,000 customers have been migrated to the new fixed fiber max product in our traditional regions. Euskaltel has added more than 15,000 new customers in the quarter and more than 80,000 in the last 12 months, mainly driven by the successful launch of Virgin Telco brand at a national level. Euskaltel has been increasing market share of growth quarter after quarter, reaching 7.5% of total mobile portabilities in the second quarter. Euskaltel has been among the top three operators in terms of customer growth in the Spanish market for the last 9 months. Strong customer growth has led to strong service growth, with over 80,000 new services added in the quarter. Mobile services increased by 54,000 in the quarter, driven by the success of Virgin Family Pack. Broadband services increased by 15,000. Television services increased by 6,000, driven by the successful uptake of television services in the Virgin Telco customer base. Fixed telephony services also increased by 4,000. Services per customer is back to growth to 3.63 services per customer in the quarter, despite strong Virgin growth. Euskaltel B2B service has delivered another quarter of record revenue growth, 6% year-on-year. The first 6 months of the year have seen a significant acceleration in the B2B revenue growth. Strong revenue growth has been driven primarily by the large accounts customers. Now let's move on to no financials, and Angel will provide details on financial trends for the quarter.
Thank you, Jose Miguel. In this first slide of the financial deck, we can see how Euskaltel has experienced another quarter of solid revenue growth, leading to 1.5% year-on-year increase. This increase was mainly driven by Virgin Telco, as it has experienced strong growth both in its customer base and its ARPU during the queue to reach 15 million of revenue. Additionally, positive revenue performance was sustained by the traditional business, where the highly successful fidelization campaigns executed in the last part of 2020 have led ARPU back to growth and churn levels down to pre-COVID levels. Tariff increases applied from July 1st across the traditional brands will further strengthen this positive evolution going forward. Previously mentioned record revenue growth in the B2B business has further driven positive revenue evolution in the queue. In the following slide, we can see gross margin increasing in the queue by 2.3% Q&Q. This positive evolution of gross margin in the quarter was mainly driven by the good performance of the traditional business, where higher ARPUs, the continuous implementation of efficiencies, and seasonally lower customer equipment sales have pushed margins. If we move to the following slide, we show an increase in EBITDA of 1.2% Q&Q as a consequence of a strong revenue performance coupled with margin improvements. As previously mentioned, the highly successful fidelization campaigns executed in the last part of 2020, which have stabilized the customer base and pushed ARPUs back to growth, have led to a strong EBITDA performance in the traditional business in the queue. Additionally, the continuous implementation of efficiencies has contributed to this strong evolution. In addition, tariff increases from July 1st will have a positive impact in EBITDA of approximately 3 million per queue going forward. Good EBITDA evolution has been achieved despite the suspension of the recognition of wholesale agreements that, as mentioned in the previous quarter, has had a significant effect in the company's 2021 profitability. These negotiations would have generated more than 8 million euros of additional EBITDA in the queue. As a result, second quarter's results show that the courageous business decisions taken in the last part of 2020 have been highly successful, as Euskaltel has not only emerged the COVID market downturn as one of the market growth leaders, but at the same time it has improved its profitability. In slide 18, we saw how investments in customer growth and the cable to fiber network upgrade have driven the CapEx. Virgin Telco CapEx is worth 18 million euros in the second Q, up from 16 million euros in the first quarter, mainly relating to customer growth, but also including network investments. The cable to fiber network upgrade project has greatly accelerated during the period, leading to 23 million euro investment in the Q, having already upgraded more than 340,000 households to fiber. At 39 million euros, investments in the traditional business have remained stable in the quarter. As a result of the cable-to-fiber project, together with a strong customer growth, the operational cash generation has been impacting the queue. But if we consider the already mentioned renegotiation of wholesale agreements, the operational cash flow would be positive in the queue, even with the strong investments explained previously. It's also important to mention that the cable-to-fiber network upgrade project implies a 13 million euros accelerated depreciation of existing cable assets. Without this effect of the amortization and considering the effect of the renegotiation of wholesale contracts, the company would have generated more than 13 million euros of net profit in the queue. In this last slide of the financial deck, we can see how a positive free cash flow generation and strong shareholder remuneration in the last 12 months demonstrate the success of Euskaltel's profitable growth strategy. Despite the strong investments in fiber of 30 million and the launch of a highly successful national expansion strategy, Euskaltel has generated 70 million euros of operational cash flow in the last 12 months. Additionally, in 2021, Euskaltel has advanced the payment of its complementary dividend to the second Q, which means that Euskaltel has paid 80 million euros of dividends in the last 12 months. These dividend payments translate in a 0.8% euros per share of shareholder remuneration, or what is the same, a 4.4% annual dividend yield. With continued operational cash flow generation, a successful profitable growth strategy, and a strong shareholder remuneration, Euskaltel has ended the queue in a very solid financial situation. Now, I will give back the word to José Miguel for him to wrap up the presentation.
Thank you very much, Ángel. Euskaltel profitable growth strategy is delivering growth, increased profitability and solid cash flow generation in a complex, very complex market environment. The successful launch of Virgin Telco continues to deliver strong customer growth, while at the same time increasing ARPU and customer value. At 6% year-on-year in the first half of 2021, the B2B business is delivering record revenue growth. The cable to fiber network upgrade project is accelerating and providing value already. Our 2020 loyalty campaign have driven traditional business output back to growth and stabilize the customer base. Strong growth has resulted in a solid 1.5 year-on-year revenue increase in the quarter. Our growth strategy is allowing to increase margin, EBITDA, generate more than 32 million of annual free cash flow while driving customer growth, accelerating investment in fiber, and supporting a strong shareholder remuneration. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll now move on to questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. You can also send your question through the webcast platform. Question by phone will be answered first. Thank you. We have now a question from Fernando Cordero from Banco Santander. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my two questions. The first question is related with the cable to fiber upgrade project, and in that sense, just to understand if my numbers on the average cost per home passed upgraded are correct. If we assume that incremental CapEx versus the first quarter is fully driven by the upgrade project, and considering the 300,000, sorry, new households upgraded, we are obtaining close to between 65 and 70 euros per home pass upgrade cost just on the deployment. Just willing to understand if this math is correct, and also which other let's say learnings or takeaways are you obtaining from this project, and also to understand the acceleration during the second quarter. And the second question is related with the performance of the both of your customer base and ARPU during the quarter, and just to understand at which extent, which is your current reading on the market dynamics, and at which extent the market remains as competitive as it was in the previous two quarters, or you have seen any kind of let's say incremental or decremental activity. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fernando. Obviously, as you know, I mean, you've done the numbers, but, you know, we normally don't share details on our rollouts and our information. However, let me say that your numbers are not too far off. If anything, I would say to you that obviously remember that the numbers you're seeing at the moment reflect the early starts of the deployment. So as you move on to the deployment, right, and you then get efficiencies in execution, installations, and, you know, planning and also swapping customers, etc., you're obviously going to gain also some efficiencies on that, right? So your numbers, you know, sound right, but at the same time, you know, our targets, you know, obviously also factoring further efficiencies going forward as we build momentum into the deployment, right? So that's something for you to take away and glad to comment further offline. In terms of market dynamics, I think you know obviously we all recognize very tough dynamics, not only because of the competitive environment, but also because of all the COVID situation and every other things that affect just about every single aspect of the business, no? But you know, we're very happy. We're very happy because we're seeing how Euskaltel, a predominantly value, highly value operator, particularly focusing on our traditional territories, has been able to launch over the last 12 months a very competitive value offer into the market. So, you know, all these, you know, sort of, to some extent, dynamics on low-costing type brands, I think, you know, what Euskaltel has done over the last, particularly over the last year, has demonstrated that there is plenty of good space and positioning for value propositions like Virgin Telco. And, you know, you can just have a look at, you know, how many, you know, what the ARPU is on our Virgin Telco, and what it's also, you know, how much that is growing. It's growing on a month-per-month basis, as well as the uptake and the services uptake. So for us, this is what I think is the most important dynamic. I think the market, you know, is recognizing value, and we are taking the forefront in that in nationwide with our Virgin for Telco brand and products. And I think that's the positive of the dynamics. And you can also see it on the ARPU, you know, the fact that, you know, we've been able to see how ARPU is climbing up, you know, steadily month on month. And that means that customers are valuing products and services, and I think that's good news for the industry, and it's good news for the sector. However, I see there's still a lot of work to go. As you've noticed that, you know, how we've very much worked on NPS, which is obviously a key driver of value, and so there's still a lot of work to do, a lot of work to go. We still have a lot of things that we can improve, and we are improving them. So my, you know, my take on the sector, I think, is that, you know, the market is ready for value, for convergence and quality services, and it's been then demonstrated by the fact that ARPU in Virgin Telco is going up, as well as net adds. And as I said, still a lot of work to do, and I think it is clear that we will see this progress happening in you know, further down the line.
Many thanks for your answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that if you wish to ask a question by phone, you can press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question over the phone. Dear speaker, we can switch to written question.
Well, okay, I think, you know, we take the written questions offline, but once again, I think if the presentation was clear, we thank everybody for, you know, for listening to us and look forward to, you know, to further events. We'll keep you posted. So everybody, thank you very much and take care.
This now concludes this conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your line.